The Greens Creek mine is running out of space to stack tailings. The 65-acre tailings facility will be at capacity in 2 years. That's earlier than expected because of increased and prolonged production, earlier dumping of waste rock, and various geotechnical factors that prevent the stacking of dry tailings too high.
Once the capacity was exhausted, then the mine would shut down and the 370 direct jobs and 200-plus indirect jobs would go away.
Greens Creek manager Scott Hartman says his company needs to expand the facility to provide for another 30 to 50 years of mine life. Tailings are what's left after the valuable minerals are extracted. They're hauled by truck from the mine and mill located within the monument and stacked at a facility actually right on the monument boundary near the old Hawk Inlet cannery and current ore terminal.
Over half of the existing facility is already in the monument, so while the monument is a very special place, you know, the entire island is, for that matter.
Hartman says it's actually cheaper to reuse tailings, mix with cement to backfill voids or previously mined areas. But it's impossible to reuse all of it since that would block access to key areas underground.
You have to leave areas open so that you can access the next piece that is adjacent to it.
The draft environmental impact statement includes four alternatives. B is the major expansion of the current facility south within the monument. Two other alternatives, C and D, include expansion of the current tailings along with construction of a new facility north of the monument on the road to the Young Bay commuter ferry dock. The no-action alternative would lead to the mine's closure.
We accept the fact that the mine is going to continue and that they're going to need more capacity for tailings disposal. That's really not the question. The question is, where should this occur?
Bruce Baker of Friends of Admiralty Island says they prefer alternative C that includes building an additional tailings facility outside of the monument and a fractional expansion to the current facility. The conservation and advocacy group recently chartered a catamaran trip to Hawk Inlet to discuss the environmental and cultural significance of the area.
It's common to have acid drainage flowing off of upland piles, no matter storage piles, no matter how, what precautions or what mitigation is taken. So there are all of these things that have to be considerations like that that need to be taken into account.
Guy Archibald of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council says sulfate in the rock has the potential to generate acid.
Basically what happens is the sulfate reacts with oxygen and water and it creates sulfuric acid. The sulfuric acid dissolves out a lot of the other heavy metals in the rock and makes them mobile in the water.
The Forest Service is working with the mine to minimize those heavy metal discharges. Chad Van Ormer is district ranger for the Admiralty Island National Monument.
We're really trying to, and along with the mine, is you design the tailings facility in such a way that that all of that water is contained and treated before being released back out.
Juneau resident Joe Zuboff spent his childhood in Angoon, and as a clan leader, he often returns. He's upset that few from his home village are working at the mine. He already considers the tailings facility as an eyesore when you fly over. He wonders about the potential impact to subsistence resources on land and in the inlet, where fishing boats used to be tied up.
There was a time when I was a child, that we would go to the end boat tied up and catch halibut. Today I go in here, I'm not catching that halibut. I'm going all the way out here, and I'm still not catching that halibut. There are halibut in here, but they're not the large halibut that we normally used to get in here.
Mine manager Scott Hartman says he would rather not build a new additional tailings facility outside the monument.
If it disturbs more ground, it disturbs more wetlands, it requires more construction of pipeline facilities along the road, which is more disturbance. It adds an additional 6 miles to the round trip of hauling, heavy hauling, over what we call the A Road, which is at this point in time really only used for passenger traffic twice a day for commuting. So now the impact of that traffic to wildlife, et cetera, and the fuel consumption, all of those things are additional impact.
Hartman believes extending out the current tailing site would be more cost-effective and easier to monitor and maintain. However, that proposal would also cover the headwaters of Tributary Creek, habitat for Dolly Varden char and coho.
We think it's best to keep all of our eggs in one basket and watch that very closely. And that applies, you know, not only to the design and the construction and the operation phase, but even more so for the long-term reclamation and closure phase.
The last day to comment on the draft EIS is June 4th. Van Ormer says the Forest Service will likely issue the final EIS and record of decision on a selected tailings disposal alternative in November. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.